So if you're building a personal brand, I wanted to share today some of the ways in which you can become more of a stronger brand this year, because we want to have a successful year this year, okay? And it's got to go more than just sharing your brand story. We've got to think deeper than that. I know that many of you have started your businesses and quite simply got a logo done, got your website done, and you're out there posting every day like the gurus and the experts are telling you to. But today I want to just shed some light on this and why I don't think it's a good idea to dive in without giving thought to your branding, okay? And the first thing I'm going to say is that there is a really clear difference between a personal brand and what I would call, for today's episode anyway, a business brand, okay? The personal brand is really for that person, that individual, or that object that defines itself as the face of the brand. And that might be an author, it could be a coach, it could be a consultant, it could even be a builder as examples. It's usually an individual, but you know, it's a person, it's a human face usually. In terms of the company, where you've got a logo as the brand identity, or certainly the face of the brand, that is a very different type of branding. However, there are some very clear and linked aspects, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, if you are trying to build a personal brand, I want to share with you that the most important thing you need to do is understand who you are. You've got to understand who you are from the outset and also appreciate that you are not here to be liked. You're here to be your authentic self. And so you've got to think about who you want to serve. What's your area of speciality, as an example? What do you want to be known for? You have to identify that. You have to pen that down so that you're clear. And you have to have the confidence to really talk up what you do well. If you want people to buy into what you're doing this year and understand what you bring to the table and your value, not the value in terms of like monetary value, but in terms of the depth of you and what you know, your knowledge, your expertise, then you need to make sure that you can talk that up. Because it's not bragging if you can prove it, okay? If you can evidence it, if you've got the reviews and the social proof, you know, you've got the connections, it's not bragging, okay? So make sure you're clear, or at least that you've documented for your own reference to give yourself a bit of a boost, yeah? Make sure you're clear on what you're good at, all right? And that can be displayed in a number of ways through branding, testimonials. You can do it through, you know, having a website section that talks about what you do. You could have it in an About Me section, as an example. You can do it in loads of ways. When you are doing this, you want to be thinking about how you are strategically communicating this, right? And part of that is going to be widening your network, forging connections with people that have got influence, people that you look up to, but also remembering that there are lots of other people within your community, within your followers, people you may have done business with before that will also be of value to you, that can actually amplify your reach. In many cases, if you have brand champions, for example, there are people who can help you to build your personal brand. So think about the strategic ways in which you're bigging up what you do, but also how you're communicating that. And don't forget to share your purpose, to talk about your mission and also what your long-term vision is, so that you can attract the right people and that people can understand why you do what you do. I don't know if you've given much thought to the value that you're offering as a personal brand, but I'm aware that a lot of you have been told to kind of share the top five tips and do bullet points and do the faceless reels on Instagram. But I want you to understand the rationale behind that, okay? Sharing content is great, but you have to be clear on what the content plan is going to be. If you're building a personal brand, you have to have a way to share consistent value that is going to build that like, know, and trust. Okay? We want to take people from just liking and commenting if they're serious about, you know, being interested in what you do. We want to move them from just liking and commenting to actually buying. So you've got to think about what value you can bring and how you can actually engage people and socialize with people online. And actually, in building your brand, you want to think about how you can socialize your network as well. Because as I mentioned on the previous point, having connections and having people at different levels of the industry and or in different levels of expertise will massively help you in leveraging your personal brand this year. So think about how you can strategically position yourself. And then think about your personality. How are you showing up and what's your brand experience going to be? When someone interacts with you via phone, face to face, or email, you can actually enhance that experience and stand out from everybody else by really having that authentic feel to your brand. Yeah, one of the things that a lot of people say about my programs and my courses is that in comparison to other programs and courses they've been on that they share with me, my experience is very personalized. It's more intimate and people feel really looked after. They're not just dumped into a group and left to kind of go through online modules on their own. They are actually nurtured and looked after by me, as well as experts that come into the community. So that is something that I always talk about through, my communication when I'm bigging up what sets me aside from others as a personal brand. It's a consistent theme through a lot of my services and products, the way in which I interact with customers, that personal touch. So think about, what makes you unique. And then think about as well, as a personal brand, what makes you stand out in terms of your visual identity? Because things like your logo, the images you use, the colors even that you use can make you stand out, right? Think about that coach or consultant that might have been really bold and, always wearing bold colors, or they've got pink hair, or they've always got, amazing nails. There are things that can help your personal brand to stand out, and maybe you can hone in on that this year. And I always say as well that the way in which you can increase, your brand value as a personal brand is by sharing and giving generously. And I know this is not something that everybody agrees with, but let me tell you, that was definitely a secret to my success in my early days of no one not really knowing about my brand as a personal brand. They didn't understand what I could bring to the table, and I had to make sure that I communicated that. So I regularly did things in my business to engage with new contacts as well as look after existing connections. And I made sure that I shared what I knew. I didn't gatekeep. I was really, really generous with my information. And some of you, I'm sure, can testify to that. And actually, still to this day, I still record YouTube videos on my Insight to Marketing YouTube channel. And I still do blogs on the website as well, where I'm sharing knowledge and I'm sharing tips and I'm signposting people to additional resources that they can tap into to help them grow their business. So I would say, in terms of building your brand this year, think about how you can give generously. What can you share where you're willing to share without necessarily having to get something back? It's not about someone buying something from you. It's about you sharing, okay? And then don't forget as well that as you are building your brand, you want to be giving some thought to how you can tweak it. Because the brand story you had when you started is not going to be the same brand story 6 or even 12 months down the line. So don't forget to share your brand story, because that's what's going to make your brand stand out as well. And actually, there's probably a lot of power in your brand story in terms of the expertise that you have, in terms of your journey to getting to where you are now, that people will resonate with. Because believe me, people will resonate with your story if you're prepared to share it. And also as well, what you do well, all of these things, yeah, are going to change over time. They're going to be constantly evolving. So you've got to think about how you can show up. And don't forget, what's really important is determining as a personal brand, who you are. Don't assume that people want to see you in a certain way. Don't assume that you need to show up looking a certain way, because you don't. I think one of the things that has helped me in my brand is that people tell me I'm down to earth, I'm relatable. People tell me that the same V that they see on a live is the same V they would see in person, is the same V they would see, at a networking event, because I am authentically me, and I don't make any apology for that. I'm not trying to be everybody's cup of tea. And I know that one of the reasons why many business owners struggle is because they are trying to appeal to everybody. So just define who you are, identify who you are, how do you want to show up, who are you trying to appeal to, and don't forget that you are the boss of your business and obviously the owner of your brand. So you have the final say on how you show up this year. I hope that this episode was helpful. If you'd like more tips on personal branding, do send an email over and we will get that sent over to you. Or you can actually just message us on the website. Just message the word personal branding, and we will actually send you an exclusive personal branding episode that is not public, but will give you even more tips on personal branding success in 2024. Speak to you soon. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast if you enjoyed. Bye for now.